Good morning, guys. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. And I just wanted to just, for one, I'm not going to be on here crying all crazy. I came to terms with what the situation is, but it's still not sitting right with me. So I'm going to save how I feel for another day, whatever the situation about my brother. Something just not adding up with me, but I'm not going to talk about that. This is a new day. It's a new week. It's the beginning of a new week, and it's Monday. I have to be to work at 11. My day is going to be a little bit busy today, so I just wanted to just say good morning. I hope everyone have a wonderful week ahead of them, and that's all I wanted to say, because the last time I was on here, I was a little emotional. I was a little upset, and you know, there's nothing I can do to change how I feel. That's how I feel. I feel how I feel, and that's just what it is. But it's a new day today, and new possibilities, and new opportunities. And I just hope everybody have a wonderful week. And I had to literally delete my social medias. Not for anything like that was like bothering me or anything. I just really just wanted to get away. I just wanted to get away from social media. Like, I don't want nobody to know what I'm up to, what I'm doing. I don't want to see what no one's up to, what they're doing. I don't care. And, I just want to take this time just to, like, really self-reflect. And just go in deep and internal and just try to figure out what I come out with. I definitely believe times like this, you're right on the cusp of a breakthrough. I have so many things that I'm working on, and I kind of got backtracked and sidetracked after this tragedy happened to my brother, but I know he would still want me to continue going on with the process, because one thing about my little broski, he was a hustler, and he found a way to make some coins, so he always had a little hustle. He was always going to the second, third job, fourth job, fifth job, like, he got 20 jobs, man. So I got to stay on that mission. There's so many things that I got to get together. My daughter is going to be 16 in a few months, so I'm throwing her a sweet 16. But right now, we're going to go to Japan, right? My daughter just changes her mind over and over. So the plan was to go to Japan for her sweet 16. Then she's like, Mom, I think I want to have a party. So, me and my sister looking for locations. I got to get her dress made. I got to find a caterer. It's like a lot of stuff that I got to get done for this party. Invitations and photo shoots. It's just going to be a lot of stuff that I have to do. But I really, honest to God, hope that she wants to go back on vacation, because I just don't have it in me to plan this party by myself. It's just going to be a lot of work and running around. But whatever she wants, if it's in my ability, she's going to get it. So if it's the party that she wants, it's the party she gets. She changes her mind because, like, last week she changed her mind and was like, Mom, I think I want to go to Jamaica. So I'm like, girl, what do you want to do? First it's Japan, then it's Jamaica, then it's a party. Now it's the party. I don't know. So hopefully before the middle of this month, we'll decide for sure what we're doing so I can start working towards that. And yeah, I just have a lot on my plate, and I'm going to be moving soon. And it's so crazy because I've been in my apartment for 14 years, guys. I moved here when Odyssey was 2 years old. She's going to be 16, so almost 14 years, about 13 years. I moved in here, and it's nothing wrong with my building at all. It's nothing wrong with my apartment. I have a nice apartment. The building is quiet. It's just, I need a new scenery. I need a new beginning. I need a new start. So, I'm moving soon. And I'm excited. Like, this is going to be a new beginning. A lot of newness for me. And I just was even thinking, like, I don't even know if I want to live in New York City anymore. Probably by next year, I think I might move out of the city. Because I just feel like it's nothing here for me anymore. And I'm very grateful for what the city has given me, but I'm just ready for a new start, new beginning, and a new scenery. So I'm not going to hold you guys. I just wanted to say good morning. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day, a wonderful morning. I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning. I got Odyssey ready for school. She's already in school. She has to be to school by 7:30. I had to get myself together, but I'm not dressed yet because I don't have to be to work until 11. So I like to get up early, you know, do my prayer, my meditation, you know, do my hair, take my time with my skincare. I don't like to rush. So I'm extremely early, up early. And I'm listening to positive affirmations on YouTube. I actually fall asleep with them on. That's something that calms me when I go to bed at night. I like to listen to either prayer meditation or positive affirmations videos. It just makes me feel so relaxed. And I definitely need that because I've been really anxious these past couple of days. And like I said, yeah, I lost my brother. So, of course, I'm going to feel anxious. I have so many questions. I'll do another podcast about that. I'm not going to do that now. But, yeah, you guys have a great day. This is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. Another thing, have any of you guys that do celebrate the holidays and celebrate Christmas, did you guys put your Christmas tree up yet? Did y'all, like, decorate your place? Because normally, rest in peace to my mom. She loved the holidays, so she would already have the Christmas tree up. And since this tragedy happened, I have not had the time to really get in the Christmas spirit. I've just been not there yet. And neither have my daughter. She's been really down. So I've been trying to give her grace and, you know, give her space because she's really devastated. And we trying to do things together. Like I said, a couple of days ago, we went downtown and got one of those little Korean corn dogs. And we got one of those, I can't think of the name. She told me the name of it, but it's like fruit and it's like dipped in sugar or caramel or whatever it is. But it's really, really good. So I got like a strawberry one and then we got a donut and we just, you know, did a little shopping. We went downtown. We went to Macy's. We went to Sephora. She wanted a Dior, a Miss Dior perfume, Blooming Bouquet, and I bought it for her for Christmas. I actually gave it to her early just because she was so sad, and I just was like wanted to just give her something. So she just, you know, so she was really excited for her early Christmas gift. So I really don't have much to say. I just wanted to say love your loved ones while they're here. Buy them flowers while they're here. Give them their praise and tell them how proud of them you are while they're here. Let them know the sweet things about them that you love about them while they're here. Because we can leave the house today and never come back. So on that note, stay sucker free. Pray, live, love, and just respect each other. And on that note, this is Fairy Child coming to you from the streets of Harlem. I'm out. Peace out. Bye.